So I think I would like to do a demo of a neurological level alignment so that you can kind of see one application of the neurological levels. And so if I were to ask you, who would like to be an exquisite NLP practitioner? Sunny had it up first, so come on up. Wow. You like this side?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So what I'm going to invite Sunny to do is to, I'm going to invite him to think of each of the neurological levels, and we're going to kind of set a spatial anchor for each of the neurological levels, and then we're going to integrate those anchors so that they, one moves into the next, so here's your sliding anchors request too, kind of, sort of, okay? Integration of anchors. And so in terms of thinking in terms of, so I invited to be an exquisite NLP practitioner. Does that outcome fit for you, or would you like something different?
Oh, yeah. It's weird. When you first said it, I did have an intention in mind.
Okay.
And it was about communication skills in general in my intimate relationship.
So you'd like to have really good communication skills in your intimate relationship?
Well, I would, yeah, it's more about really applying my capabilities. In the communication within the relationship.
So you want to be able to apply your capabilities to communicate in your relationship.
Yeah.
Am I getting the words correct?
Pretty much.
Okay. So if we were to kind of pare it down to just a couple of words, what words would you say that would capture this new way of being?
Present.
Present. So you would like to be present. Particularly in this intimate relationship. Okay. I like the sound of that. So what I'm going to invite you to do, if you could come this way with me and then step forward about here. What we need is enough space for you to take 6 small steps backward. Okay. So right about here. Okay. All right. So we're a little closer. All right. So big deep breath. So holding your goal in mind, your intent in mind, to be more present in your relationship. In this space, what I'd invite you to consider are the times and places, the where and when you would like to be more present in your relationship. Are there specific times and places where it would be really useful?
Yeah, and this is kind of the thing I was referring to about my capabilities and everything I've learned in NLP and how much of it I'm actually applying in my everyday communication, especially when it's really, really important.
Okay, so if you would say again the times and places, the where and the when you would like to have be present.
The communication within my intimate relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so to get more specific, thinking in environmental terms, like is there a place in the house or is it house at home?
Yeah.
So just being
and on
home,
drives.
At home and on drives.
Yeah, especially on drives.
Okay. All right. So at home and on drives, it would be really useful to be present.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Deep breath. And a small step backward. Okay. So we've considered the where and the when. So at home and on drives would be very useful for you to be more present. Now, in this space, let's consider the behaviors that you would be doing when you're more present. So if I were observing you, or if I had a video camera recording you, what would I see you be doing differently or hear you doing differently in terms of behaviors?
Well, one of the things is controlling my breathing.
So you'd be
taking long, deep breaths.
Long, deep breaths. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. Anything else that you would be doing differently?
Speaking calmly and accessing my capabilities.
So you'd be speaking more calmly, breathing slowly and deeply.
Yeah, accessing what I know.
And accessing what you know. So that would be more of an internal behavior where you would be looking at.
Yeah, and specifically not to say what wouldn't be present, but reacting
wouldn't be present, like just any knee-jerk reactions, I would be in choice, completely in choice.
So you, what you, so again, what would you be doing instead of reacting?
Choosing from a myriad of possible responses and capabilities and knowings.
So he's demonstrating, like with his eyes and his gestures, and saying, "So we, if I were, you know, like video camera taping him, that's probably what I would see." Behaviorally. On the outside, I'd see like this. He would be moving his eyes, looking at different potential options. Okay? Does that make sense? How that's the behavior, that's a behavior, right? I'm not sure what's going on inside if I'm just observing. All right. That sounds good. Another deep breath. Another small step back. All right. So far we've considered the environment, the where and the when. We've looked at some of the behaviors that you would be doing differently, the what. In terms of your breathing and being calm and looking at different possibilities of your capabilities to apply. So in this place, now we're here at the capability place, where it could be a very rich opportunity to consider what are the capabilities that would support those behaviors in those times and places. And it could be, you know, a certain kind of skill or knowledge or strategy or a way of thinking about things that would give you the ability to engage in those new behaviors.
Well, the most important one that comes to me is when I'm in meditation. It's the space between thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's the infinite possibility that happens when I'm centered, and my mind is still. Mm-hmm.
So that's a capability that you access when you're meditating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it allows you again to be centered.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, centered and still.
And still.
Clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is what allows me so much more access to all of the things I've learned, mm-hmm. including techniques and awarenesses. Yeah.
So that's a great strategy of doing the meditation practice that allows you to access those different capabilities. Awesome. Anything else you would want to include here in terms of capability?
It's kind of encompassed in what I've already said, but accessing my resources and flexibility and dynamic range of emotional intelligence.
That sounds pretty robust. All right, another big deep breath. Another small step back. Okay, so now, again, we've looked at the environment, where and when. We've looked at some of the behaviors, the what. We now looked at your capabilities, some of the capabilities that you can apply to generate those behaviors in those times and places. In this space, we would consider the beliefs and values. So why is it important to you to be present in your relationship?
Because that's the kind of relationship I want to have. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want from my partner.
A relationship of presence.
Yeah. And to be inspire each other to be more of who we are and what we're here to do.
And do you believe it's possible to accomplish that?
Yeah.
And possible for you?
Was the first question different than possible for me?
Yes.
So when you were saying possible in general, like for both of us, or specifically with the other party, or
okay. So to ask if something is possible, is it possible for anybody to do it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And then the second question is it possible for you specifically to do it?
Yes.
And maybe I could add, broaden it to you as a couple. It's possible for you as a couple to do it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Big deep breath, which is distinct from a dig deep breath. Okay, another step back.
Oh, and just if I might ask, what if I had said no?
Then we would continue.
So a different process, maybe?
Maybe, or we would continue exploring until we got to a place where you would believe it's possible.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. All right. So now, again, we've looked at the where and the when, the what, the how, the why. In this place, we consider the who. So this is where, and language can be a little interesting here, because if you were to say, I am the kind of person who, or I am, that would be some expression of your, that would be supportive of your desire to be present in your relationship, what would you say? I am, or I am the kind of person who?
Well, I am present, and I practice presence, mm-hmm. and I am continually unwrapping the present. I am one who is present.
I am one who is present. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So now, if there were sometimes at this level, a metaphor is, and you already kind of touched on one, is like unwrapping the present. But sometimes people will describe themselves in terms of metaphors. Like the one that I have is that I think of myself as a lighthouse, that I like to shine the light and guide people in from the storms to a safe harbor. Is there something like that that you would think of yourself? Like, I am a...
It's not something I can put into words other than describe that it is a particular energetic matrix or imprint, if you will, that is what I am here to, that is my particular gift. Mm. But I'm not sure if that was skipping to the next level or not when I say that, or I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Big deep breath. And one last step back, close to the table there. Perfect. Okay. So here at this level, again, to review, we've done the where, the when, the what, the how, the why, the who. In this space, we're going to consider mission, transcendence, spirit, your purpose, your reason for being here. So when you think of that, what comes to mind?
Healing and transformation. To heal and to heal.
So you've come here to heal here and to heal here.
Yeah, here first.
Yeah. Excellent. Anything else about your sense of mission, transcendence, spirit?
First vibrate to the energy of who I am, my truest essence, and that vibration be what the, first and foremost, what the offering or the gift is mm-hmm. to the rest, not necessarily speaking about it or teaching or trying to make any change other than vibrating to what that is.
So if you like embodied your true essence and you are vibrating that out as part of your reason for being, that's part of why you're here, mm-hmm. in addition to bringing healing here and here. Yeah. Okay. So I invite you to experience that right now. If you were to go into that vibration of your true essence and be there, let it
come through you, that it permeates, integrates, saturates, radiates from you. Really feel what that's like. And now, with this sense, bringing that and step forward into who you are. Bringing your sense of mission, purpose, transcendence, this vibration of your essence to bring healing to yourself and to others. And notice how bringing your sense of purpose into who you are, how it enriches, enhances, strengthens your sense of who you are. I am the one who's present. And then bringing that sense of purpose and who you are, bringing that now stepping forward into your beliefs and values. And noticing how having this connection, this integration of your sense of who you are, at the, your essence, or your having your sense of essence and vibrating at that essence and connected with who you are now into your beliefs and values, and notice how it really can enrich and enhance your sense of what's possible for you, what's meaningful, what's valuable, to have that kind of relationship with your intimate partner, a present relationship, that both of you share that presence. And now having this sense of mission, transcendent spirit, vibrating at your essence, enhancing who you are as one who is present, bringing that into your sense of what's important, valuable, meaningful, bringing that now forward into your capabilities, and noticing how it can expand, that's right, your access to your capabilities, enrich and enhance not only your ability to access them, but your ability to apply them in very useful and helpful ways to enhance your relationship, to be really present in all the ways that are meaningful and useful and important to you. And now bringing this sense of mission, who you are, your beliefs and values, your capabilities, now bring that forward one small step into your behaviors. Yeah, continue with that as long as you'd like. Till it's just right. Excellent. And now bringing all of this together, integrating the sense of mission, transcendent spirit, your true essence, vibrating your essence, bringing healing to yourself and others, to who you are as a person who is present, the beliefs and values that you hold of what's possible, meaningful, valuable, your capabilities, having access and being able to apply them in most useful ways, how that now shapes your behaviors, and that behaviors take on a new meaning, a new richness, a new strength that maybe you hadn't perceived before. Be present to that. Because with this alignment, with this integration, your behaviors can change in very powerful and useful ways. And then when you're ready to bring all of that together into those times and places, step forward. And now, bringing all this together into those times and places, there you are at home, driving in the car, and you're together, and notice what's different. How it enriches, transforms that experience. Mm-hmm. Any words to share?
There's a lot more alignment and access to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I felt stuck in behaviors mm-hmm. and in patterns, and accessing the transcendence and moving it through And I'm impressed by your ability to remember.
Thank you.
Thank you.